Chapman and our very special guest, Michelle Fosdick, is it? Michelle?
Yes.
As I'm pronouncing it right? Perfect.
Yes.
Michelle is actually just joining the team, and they have a show. They're going to have the Sassy Psychic Sisters?
Yes.
That's
yes.
Laura Chapman and Heather, oh gosh, Heather, Heather,
Hartford.
Heather. Thank
Heather
you.
Hartford.
Hilton Hartford. She's a double name. And then Michelle, and the three of them are starting a show on Tuesday nights, and I believe it's at 8 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So there's that's going to be an exciting show. You did your first one last night. It was really good. I really enjoyed it. Jody.
Thank you.
And Jody's just back from a really intense psychic event. And so, congratulations, Jody. It's amazing how many readings you did over the 2 days there. Wow. So things are really happening.
Yeah,
you still work with Glass Paranormal, too, so you're like one busy lady. Holy, I don't know.
Yeah.
And you still have
it's
time to
moving.
Walk your dog. I know. Oh, it's exciting, though. And Sacred Embers is shooting, accelerating like crazy, and it seems to be spring is that time of growth, and we're all just growing. Anyhow, we have a little topic that we're going to look at today, and it's love and how it manifests in many forms. And what we're asking you tonight is, how do you define the energy of love? What does love mean to you? So, Michelle, Jody, or Laura, anybody want to just throw their thoughts out, please do.
Well, I'll jump in a little bit.
Okay.
I think love to me is about acceptance, right? I mean, they say we're here to grow and to love in this journey. Probably grow first, right? Although we're supposed to love. But I think love has a lot to do with acceptance. And it's so hard for me to define because, you know, to me... it's an overwhelming emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, there's so many facets of it. How do you really identify it? I mean,
mm-hmm.
really, how do you
That's
identify
interesting.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
well,
sort of
you know what my spirit guides are telling me.
Oh, go for it, yeah.
This is Laura, and they just said to me, love is the highest vibration that you can have in this plane of existence. It has the highest frequency, and you can vibrate in. It's the highest frequency you can vibrate in, and it's the highest state of consciousness. Pure frequency of love, there's gratitude, creation, happiness, and oneness. Love is literally everything, it's all. So, you know, manifestation is much higher with love. You feel better when you're vibrating love. It's just, it's the best.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In tune with our natural vibration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'd like to add in, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this and pondering on it, and what really came to me, and I wanted to bring forth my example, and that is with my husband. When I think of love, it's changing all the time. We can love in so many different ways. And so for example, you know, when my husband and I started dating, we were just getting to know each other. Things were kind of happening. Then we're living together. Then we're engaged. Then, you know, we get married and we have a child. And during each of those stages, I loved my husband more, but I loved him in a different way. I looked at him in a different way because of the things that we've done with each other, and we've grown and we believe in each other, you know, and to me, that's love. You go with the good, you go with the bad, no matter what, you know, you always have love.
Ooh, lovely. That's really nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's
absolutely.
Yeah.
I remember watching James von Prague when he was just starting out as a medium, and he was on this funny little cable show. And the interviewer said, so, James, what's your religion? And, oh, my God, he just smiled that beautiful smile. And he said, love. And I remember feeling the energy of what he said. I just had this complete body slam of warmth and love, and it was like the way they describe it in near-death experiences, that perfect peace. Mm-hmm. It's just, whoa, and really that's the best religion of all, isn't it, love?
Absolutely. Absolutely, it's in everything we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and love says, what can I do for you? Not what can you do for me? You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't want people to misinterpret that, because love does not make a person a slave or a you know, anything like that. But love cares about the outcome for the other as well as the self. You know?
Right. Actually, Lynn, I wanted to jump in, if you won't mind, again, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I actually was guided today as I was meditating. The First Corinthians, you know, love is patient, love is kind, came to me.
Yes.
And so I wrote that down, and actually I have it in front of me, so I was going to read it for our listeners and for us as well. It's just so powerful. So I know
it's
most of you have heard
it. Never repeated too much. Go for it.
I absolutely agreed. So love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. And that just spoke directly to my heart today, and I thought, you know, what a beautiful way to explain what love is.
Yeah, that's gorgeous. Oh, thank you, Michelle. Yeah, it's actually, just before we went on air, we were talking about how we mistake certain feelings for love. For example, in the early throes of a relationship, very often people are like in love, but it's actually nature's way of fooling us into propagating, right? So there's a 3-month or 6-month window. And yeah, so when you meet that person and it's like, oh my God, my twin flame, or you know what I mean, my soulmate. I think it's always, seriously though, when I read for people, I'm reading for people whose hearts have been broken. Because they projected they're very loving people, and very often it's an empath with one who isn't so empathic. But, you know, they mistake that intense rush for love, and it's probably more likely described as infatuation at first.
Yes.
Because what you were saying, Michelle, about love being tested under time and experience, and still standing, like love is not shiny and new and like that all the time. Sometimes it's sad and raggedy and tired from 3 sleepless nights. You know, it's love is,
right,
is found in the quietest and least glamorous of places, but you can feel it. But sometimes I just want to say to people, just give it a bit of time. Make sure it's love and not infatuation, because, you know, our bodies do have a little chemical way of messing with us. True love, real love is the Christ consciousness that, you know, we all feel. And love is the expression of the universe in this form of this planet we live on. Oh, you know, thanks for making that. That's so fabulous. We really appreciate it, you know. So.
If I can jump in. I was told about this lately. I was talking to someone about when you're doing a healing or Reiki or any kind of energy work, they talk about the aura is where we hold stuff, and if we can clear it, it keeps it from coming in closer to our physical body, and it can keep us from becoming ill by doing energy management and energy work, things of that sort. And it brought up a conversation about when people die of a broken heart, and they have now started actually citing it as an actual illness or cause of death, that you can die of a broken heart. And you know what? It makes sense. This, I believe this is a conversation with somebody who'd had breast cancer. And she's, you know, her early on, she had had some very heartbreaking things happen in life. I believe they're around her family and divorce and her father and changes. And, you know, those things affected her heart, which is in the upper part of the body, and she had breast cancer. I am a firm believer that when we carry those kinds of things, it can make us ill if we're not doing energy management, if we're not taking care of our body. And
absolutely,
that includes our energetic or auric body. So love is a really powerful emotion, thing, whatever you want to call it, you know? Look at how your dog greets you if you leave them too long.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes. I always say animals are the best for proof that unconditional love does exist. If you want to see what love really is, get an animal. Get a pet, because yeah, they will love you no matter what.
They will.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I took Maggie today to have her teeth cleaned. And, you know, they have to put them down and not down, I'm sorry. They have to, you know, give them some gas or an anesthetic. And, you know, when I came out, she was all over me. And she just loved and loved and loved on me. I was like, please don't ever leave me again. And even last weekend, I had to leave her at a friend's house for a few days while I did my show. And when I didn't end up going Sunday, I went Monday morning to get her. And she said she was laying on the floor and she was just crying a little bit, just whining. And I thought, oh, she loves me. You know, it's a powerful thing.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, and loss of love can stop you in your tracks. It can end life. It can stop you short of functioning.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It really does.
I don't think there's a way to really replace it other than to let the ache of loss of love diminish over time.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know?
It's like grief, isn't it? Yeah, you grieve that.
Absolutely.
We need it to live, I believe. I remember the first message I got when I first did a meditation, and I hadn't ever really had a successful time of it before, because I thought, like most people, you have to sit there with your legs crossed going om, and it's just all these things, but no.
Wait, what? You don't?
<I'm kidding. laughs> No, you don't. No, you
what?
Don't. But I finally was guided through my very first meditation that actually was, I call, successful. The first message that came in was, you are loved.
Ooh.
It blew my tiny mind. It really did. I'm like, whoa, are you kidding me? And it changed the way I went through the world.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Goosebumps.
It really did. And I'm like, because, you know, a lot of people, I just find the self-love is so lacking.
Yes.
And it's so important. It's so important. You've got to be your
it
own best
so
friend.
It is so hard to do. It is so mm-hmm. hard to do.
Yeah.
You know, I when I first started doing this work, I was working with a mentor, and she did a meditation with me in which I met Jesus. I remember she walked me into a garden. She said, now look around, and, you know, the masters that you work with are there, and there's Mary and Jesus. And I looked, and here is Jesus, and I fell to my knees. I mean, like, in my meditation, I literally couldn't take my eyes off of him. And the one thing was that I couldn't see his face. It was a blur. But what I did feel was that overwhelming love that you hear about when people have those death experiences, you know? And that has been something it has given me so much hope and joy and happiness. And I even remember driving to this event the last time 6 months ago, and I was having kind of a tough morning. And I remember thinking, I was talking to Jesus, and I said, oh, Jesus, I wish that I could just feel that feeling again, that love when I was with you. And all of a sudden it came, and I started crying, and then it stopped. And I went, wait, what? That's it? And I heard in my head, we can't give you any more. You only get a tenth because you'll have an accident. All right, you guys obviously have a sense of humor out there, but thank you. It was really good.
Wonderful.
It was wonderful. You know, I think a lot of people have those moments where they lose direction, and it's those things like that that keep you focused on what we do and why we're here.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, the world, I find, is a lot more stressful as we, you know, progress into the year 2000. And, boy, I talk to so many people that they're just not loving themselves because, like you say, their aura is so full of everything they're holding on to that they can't even feel it anymore. So, wow. But love, you can't mistake it. You know, it just is. Shall we go ahead?
Yeah, it feels good.
Should we go ahead and take our first caller and see what we can...
Yes.
Alrighty.
Let's do it.
775, you're on with Divine Connections. Could we have your name, please?
Hi, ladies. Thank you. My name is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. How can we help you tonight? Or did you have any thoughts to add on the subject of love?
Well, I tuned in a little bit late. I'm sorry. But
okay.
It certainly gives food for thought. So it's interesting hearing your points of view and makes one think.
Oh, absolutely. Did you have a question for us tonight?
Yes. I am employed, and I'm very thankful for my job. It's very stressful, so I have been applying elsewhere, but I will work very hard every day I'm there. But I had a bad fall on the 14th of this month, so I've been off work, written off work by my doctor, and I'm still off work. I go to physical therapy on Friday and then see my doctor on Tuesday. Her name is Diane. So I just want to know what you see. I really want to... I will give it my best every day. I'm at my current job, so I want to keep it until I get another job solidly given to me. So I'm hoping things go well on Tuesday with my doctor, and what do you see?
Wendy, did you break something in one of your legs? I'm feeling like you did something to a leg.
I sprained both my ankles, and I badly sprained my right ankle, black and blue.
Okay, and I'm getting something torsion with the knees and hips, and your upper legs are still very, very sore. And, you know, one of the things I'm concerned about, I feel very good about your Dr. Diane. I think she is definitely working with you for your highest and best good, but she feels a little demanding to me. But that's okay, because I think it's what makes her good at what she does. Are you thinking, I don't know that she's gonna send you back to work yet. Is that what you're hoping?
Well, my concern is the nature of my job is call center, and it's mandatory that I use the mouse and navigate in the computer and document notes on every single call. And physically, I'm not up to doing that for 8 hours. Both wrists are sprained. So I want to keep my job. I'll work hard, but I don't think I'm physically will be able to do it even when Tuesday arrives. So she is a highly sought-after doctor, and it was a miracle that I got her. She is very direct, and when she recommended physical therapy, I was enthusiastic about it. So she said she would write me a backdated note.
How long has it been since you fell? Is it about 3 weeks?
It was the 14th of this month. So about 2 weeks, I guess.
About 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't think she's going to send you back to work, but I don't think it's going to be a thing where you're off for 6 weeks. It might be maybe a total of 4 to 5 weeks.
Okay.
To let the wrist respond. Also, I'm getting something with your right shoulder. Did you fall on your shoulder or twist your shoulder?
My left shoulder, it feels like something is out of place.
Okay. You need to talk to her about that? Because okay. I feel like when you fell, it's your whole back. It's your whole back. There's something out of line. It's going to be chiropractic care, something to correct it, and that will help the whole body heal as a whole, because it feels like you're just completely out of line to me, and it feels like it's between the hips and the mid-back. So it's your lower back, but not real low, okay? A good 4 fingers up from the hips. And
I do have
feels like
thoracic
it's off to
issues.
Me.
Okay. I have thoracic issues.
Okay. So I feel like if you don't see or haven't seen a chiropractor, go see a chiropractor. And I would not go for a chiropractor who does the traditional bone cracking. I would go for one who uses, I think it's called like electronic magnetic resonance or something. They use this little mouse thing in the machine. They guide it down your back. The machine tells it where to adjust, and then they use the mouse thing to also adjust mm-hmm. it. And I just feel like it's going to put that shoulder right back up into place. And it will probably help the thoracic issues and the hips, which is going to help everything all the way around. But you won't need too long before your wrists are better. And I don't think it's going to be a real long time before you have a new job. Within 3 months, maybe 8 weeks. But you want to be sure that... I feel like you have to make sure that you go back for a few weeks before you leave. Because
I have
you don't
to go
want
back.
Issues with paying you for time off and then not paying you.
Well, do you feel I'll be able to keep my current employment until I get a new job safely?
I do. I feel like they'll give you the time off and it'll be FMLA time, flexibility, whatever it is that you have.
Actually, I've not worked that many hours to do FMLA, so this would be ADA, and it's ADA because I cannot physically do my job because I cannot type for 8 hours right now.
Right. Yeah, well, whichever way, I think you're going to get it covered. You have some disability through work to cover your time off.
Okay. Well, I was getting worried because I am keeping close contact with my employer. And I've sent them my off-work notes. And then Dr. Diane, I spoke to her yesterday, and she said that she will see me on Tuesday. And I said, well, I need another off-work note. And she said, well, I want to make sure you come and see me on Tuesday, so I'll write a backdated work note on Tuesday. That's fine. I'm
serious
about
doing
everything. Yeah, she's going
to backdate it to the beginning. But I think she'll be okay. I think you're going to be okay. I don't think you're going to have a problem with employment. I don't think you're going to be able to find a job immediately, but that's fine because you're going to need to be sure to go back to this job so you get all of your benefits. That's my only concern. And I don't think they're going to have an issue. I think they're trying to be good to you, and I think she will give you the time off that you need.
Oh, thank God.
So
and my
deal.
Supervisor is a man. His name starts with C-L. I hope that everything is fine.
He's a little demanding, but he also understands.
Okay. Well, thank God.
I feel good about him. I think he can be hard. I think he's demanding, but I also think he respects someone who works hard, and I think you do work hard. So I'm not terrifically worried.
I get a tremendous amount of compliments from my callers because I feel compassion towards them, and I really want to do the right thing for every single caller. But I was supposed to be in member services, but I was put on his team for doctor services, and almost every call is a hysterical doctor's office yelling, asking me to fix their $100,000 claim, and I'm not trained in that. So I've asked for training, and I'm not getting that. And it was so I still have asked for member services, so I'll I will check in with him.
Yeah, it sounds like what you're doing, what you need to. Do any of my other co-hosts have any information for Wendy?
Yeah, I'm going to jump in. Hi, Wendy. This is Michelle.
Hello, Michelle.
I am going to go ahead and let you know that kind of what I'm getting. I did pull some cards for you. And the first one, ironically, is new career. And I do feel strongly that, you know, you're going to have no problem finding a job. Just like Jody said, I don't see any problems of why. But, you know, you need to remember to take the time to heal, kind of thing, and make sure that, you know, that you are ready, you know, mentally, physically, everything. Because when I do pick up from your energy, I'm a very strong empath, and I'm picking up your passion to help others. I'm picking up your anxiety and your fear. And for some reason, when you started talking, I started having kind of pressure in my head, and that usually symbolizes that you get headaches quite a bit. Is that correct?
Well, I used to get ocular migraines and regular migraines for many years, but miraculously, for the last 7 years or so, they stopped. It's a miracle.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. And maybe that's what they're showing me. But I do want to point out that what they're really showing me is that, you know, you are such a passionate person and you are out to help people. And so you try to do your very best at all moments of the day. And it's really bothering you and really making you almost kind of sick with worry and anxiety because you're not able to do what you are meant to do, and that is to help others. So right now you're kind of in limbo and you're kind of sitting there and everything. What they're letting me know to tell you is, make sure you stay motivated. Keep on top of everything. So that's going to make you feel more confident when you go back. Does
I
that
agree.
Make sense?
Okay. It makes perfect sense because I have high standards for myself. And when I walk out the door at the end of my shift, I want to feel like I took care of everybody completely, and because it would bother me if I didn't. And I do have a strong work ethic. I'm thankful for my current job, but the stress is making me sick.
Right. Yes. And that's why you need to remember, you know, and they're reminding you, take care of yourself also. You can give, because trust me, I'm in the same boat. I do the same thing. But I have to remember that we have to help ourselves and make sure we're healthy and we're doing good and, you know, everything is in balance. And, you know, just learn that we need to take care of ourselves before we can fully help others.
You know, the odd thing, you use the word balance, because when I've been in closer touch with myself because it scared me so badly with this fall. And frankly, there are several times when I've noticed myself feeling wobbly or like I was going to fall. So, and ironically, this physical therapist that I'm going to see on Friday, she is a physical therapist. I'm seeing her for my wrist and my ankle, but she also specializes in people with balance issues. I hope I do not have a balance issue, but I have to be honest. There's been times in the past when I've just caught myself. So I hope that it's not a major thing about balance, I really feel like my guardian angels are protecting me, because my doctor that I've had for over a year, she was rather unpleasant with me when I went in. My foot was swollen like a football and black and blue, kind of impatient. And then she called me, and it was like she was angry. And I meditated a whole day, and I thought, you know what? This isn't right. I need to be able to be comfortable talking to my primary care doctor. And I called the hospital, and I went online at the same time with my smartphone because I can't use a computer. And none of the doctors that I saw resonated with me. The next morning I woke up at 7:40, and I went online again, and I saw Dr. Diane. And something made me select her right then and there, not wait till 8 when the office opened. And I am told that it's almost miraculous that I got her. She is highly sought after. And even she mentioned it on the phone. She said that I must have been the last patient that they put through to her office, but she is highly sought after, so I think I'm blessed.
Right, you absolutely are, and you just answered your own question. Your guides and your angels are with you, and, you know, law of attraction, too. You wanted it, and you got it, you know, so you're using the proper channel, so kudos to you.
Well, thank you. I think both of you are just very lovely, and I appreciate you.
Yes, thank you. You are lovely as well.
Thank you.
Hi, Wendy. So I just have something really quick for you. I got the possessions card, and I started picking up there is some sort of a imbalance in your life, almost like you're filling your voids with possessions or material things. Does that sound true? Like maybe you're buying to like kind of fill some sort of emptiness or uncomfortableness with the things going on in your life?
I love expensive, beautiful things. I have extremely nice taste, but I find happiness in something from the dollar store too. So
yeah,
and I know, like I bought a little white cross, ceramic cross for a dollar from the Dollar Tree, and I'm thrilled with it. I have it right in front of my TV, and but I know that love is way more important than all the rubies and diamonds in the world.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just what this card kind of means is just make sure that there's balance in your life. You know, don't work on yourself more than, you know, filling the void with maybe shopping or holding on to like a lot of different items, and kind of be cautious about how much money is coming in and going out.
Yes.
Does that make sense at all?
Oh, that makes a tremendous amount of sense. And I've been thinking about my finances, and I think I'll make it financially because I happen to have – I'm getting an income tax refund, and that'll help pay rent for May. And I hate to use it for that, but – you know, but I start getting worried about my job because in California, they can pretty much say adios for but they look at my experience, even though I've been there a little bit less than 2 years, and they've heard me on the phone, and I have more customer compliments than they've ever had anybody ever. Hopefully they see value in me, and I love being a patient advocate, and but I have my own ethics too, and I'm very thankful to this company. I will do the right thing always for them. I wish that I were more comfortable, because then maybe I'd feel better about staying with them, but it's been very stressful, and I've been treated unkindly.
That's too bad.
Yeah. It really is. I went into work early, and I was quietly sitting at my desk, and three ladies came in, and they started talking about me. And so very silently I said to myself, thank you, God, for revealing this truth to me. And I silently stood up. I didn't say a word. One by one they turned around, and each of them had an oh my God look on their face. And all I did was say, yes, ladies, I've been here the entire time, and I heard everything, and that's all I said. And that's called harassment. And I was hired for member services, and he threw me on provider services. So that's stressful. So I have good intentions. I am thankful to this company. I've said many prayers of thanks and gratitude, but I don't want to live under such stress anymore. I deserve better.
Yeah. Wendy, honey, we have to move on to the next caller. We have a really long lineup. I just wanted to remind you that what we focus on will expand. So choose your thoughts wisely, and don't be afraid to change a job or create a new one for yourself, okay? We're going to have to leave you with that, love, and we wish you all the best. We send you love and light, okay?
Thank you. God bless all three of you.
Bless you, Wendy. Okay.
Yes. Thank you, Wendy.
Okay, alrighty. We're going to move on to 860.
Hi. Hi, it's Cheryl. How can we help you tonight? And what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Michelle McKenna, and I am from Connecticut. Thank you so much for answering my call.
You're welcome.
I hope you guys can hear me okay. This service isn't that great where I'm at.
Yeah,
you sound great to me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, perfect.
What's your question, Michelle?
I was going to say, I really don't know how this works, but I, like last night I listened to a little bit of the show, and I thought it was about grief. So I commented, and it was all jokingly. It wasn't like meant to offend anyone. So I just like, what kind of question should I ask? Like, I have a million questions, but I mean, like, is there a certain topic I should be asking about? I guess is what I'm getting at.
Nope. Pick your favorite question, and let's see what we get, huh?
Okay. Where is my daughter?
That's a good one. Let's start with Jody. What are you picking up?
I'm not quite ready. Has anyone else got something?
I just wanted to ask, Michelle, is your daughter still with us or has she crossed?
I don't know.
She's missing is what I'm trying to make.
Correct.
You haven't seen her in a long time. You're trying to discover whether she's still here or has she crossed. Is that correct?
Correct. It's been 10 months.
Thank you.
To the day since I last saw her.
Do you know where her father is? This is Jody. I'm sorry.
Yes, I do. Yep.
Is the father with you?
No, not physically. But he just called me a little while ago.
Okay, but I mean, like, are the two of you in a relationship? Do you see him regularly? The first thing in my head I heard is he's with the father. So I'm wondering if you had some sort of a falling out and you've had a relationship with him, could your daughter be with him and he knows where she is at and not telling you?
Absolutely not. I'm sorry. That's what you're getting at. No, that's impossible.
That's kind of weird because I heard it very strongly.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I heard it so strongly, the voice in my head.
Just
a few questions. I'm seeing something outside with grass and trees, like along the edge of a field, and it came in. Did she have some? Well, I think you have some depression. I picked that up right away. But did she have some depression or mental illness going on?
Absolutely, yes.
And was she about 27 when she came up missing?
21.
21. Okay, because I think that, I honestly think this mental depression has gone from bad to worse, and I'm getting something about bipolar gone schizophrenic, especially without medication or treatment. I feel like she may have been in and out of establishments to get help, and I don't know if that means like a rehab or medical thing. I feel like drugs may be involved, and she's gotten more involved in that as time has gone on, but I really think she is living somewhere on the streets, more of an outdoor setting, and along the edge of woods. I don't know if there are tents or not, but there's lots of random sort of papery type of trash that I'm seeing. No full garbage bags, but like plastic garbage bags that have bits and pieces of garbage bags that are blown around.
Like on sandy or like more forest style. Like where the
more of a forest style, like the end of a field, like the edge of a field, definitely not beachy. More of a wooded field area. I don't think that there's water nearby, though they told me. I feel like they said there's not water nearby.
Okay. Okay.
And what I just heard is, I want to tell you, this is not about you and your husband. She may have said words to you before she came up missing, but they're telling me this isn't about you. This is about her. It's about her path. It's about her journey. It's very easy to think, why me? Why my child? She doesn't love me. It's none of that. They're saying it's her soul path this lifetime. And I really feel there was some serious mental illness going on that's gone from bad to worse. And I really feel drug interaction. Was she quite tiny and blonde?
Blonde.
Blonde
at first. Her hair got darker. No.
Okay, because I was seeing blonde, really cute. I feel like she was a really cute young lady.
Beautiful, yep, 5'9", dark hair, blue
yeah.
eyes.
Yeah, slender, and getting also involved with the wrong boy. But I don't think, honestly, and I don't say this, I'm so sorry to say this, but I don't even know if she would remember her given name. You know, it's like if she's living on the street somewhere, she's going by something random like Ruby or Jackie, like something that's not her name. And
okay.
if she could remember her name, I don't think she could. Does this make sense to you? It does.
Yeah, it does. I don't mean to. 95% of me, there's that little, I'm going on hope here, is what I'm saying. Hope, mm-hmm. And if she is alive, I know it's not in a good place. But
well, I don't feel that she is on the other side, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing that your father has passed over. And he's watching over her.
Okay.
So maybe that's what he's with the father meant. That your father's watching over her. Is your father passed?
No, my dad's still alive.
Okay. There's a man who is on the other side watching over her. But because I feel that strongly.
Okay.
And I do think you're going to eventually get her back. She may find herself in trouble with the law or in a halfway house.
Right.
And you find her. Because I do feel good about that. But, I really don't feel good about where she's at. But I don't think she's in, deathly type danger at the moment. I just don't think she's living a very healthy lifestyle.
Right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. And I will be, what is your daughter's name?
Sophia, S-O-F-I-A.
I will be praying for Sophia. I will be sending her healing Reiki if she'll accept it at a soul level. And I'm just so very sorry to hear that she isn't available to you right now.
Thank you. I'm not trying to advertise, but the whole timeline of events is on, she has a site finding Sophia McKenna, and I was in a state of shock, so if you are interested in reading about it, it's on Facebook, Finding Sophia McKenna.
I would love to check it out. Does anybody else have anything for Michelle?
Well, actually, Jody, I think what we're going to do, if Michelle can meet us after the show, we're going to be closing down at 9:30 EST. So if you can hold on, we're going to just going to connect with you privately after the show, okay?
Well, mm-hmm. appreciate that.
Yeah, this is a little more than we can handle in a 5-minute sample reading, darling. So we're gonna give you some more time after the show and work with this, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and whenever you guys are ready for it too.
Well, what we'd like you to do, please, if your energy is okay with it, we're gonna put you on to mute, right? So you'll still hear the show. Then after
okay.
we're done, stay on the line. We'll all
okay.
stay on the line and
okay.
we'll carry on from there, okay?
Oh, that sounds perfect.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'll
we'll talk
the
to
show
you soon.
Back.
All right.
Okay, I'm gonna write down her number.
So it's 860. We'll put back onto mute, and then we'll move on to our next caller. Where are we? All right. Okay. Who's our next one? 863. Would that be right? Yes. 863. You're on with Divine Connections. Can we take your name, please?
Hi. Good evening. This is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia. How can we help you tonight?
Well, I'd like to actually go into the topic about love and unconditional love, and
fabulous.
I would like a message around, you know, connecting with, you know, that divine heart mate, life mate, soul mate, whatever you want to call it. I've started thinking of it as higher love, because, you know, I've already been to the. You know, the drama and the trauma and the heartbreak. So I've been trying to work on myself and make myself the best version. And, you know, we're
Absolutely.
All a work in progress, but I definitely want to experience a higher love now. I'm 57, and I figure, you know, if not now, then when? So.
No, that's a great question. And if anyone wants to take it, I'm just going to look up a totem that came in. And it's Julia, right, Julia?
Yeah. And
okay.
you know, it's
just...
funny because when I called in, that you know, it announces the time for the show, and it was 11:33. I thought, well, this
wow.
is quite interesting, 11:33.
Good numbers, yeah, very, very, those are good numbers, yeah, all right. Okay, well, take it away, guys, and I'll be back with this totem meaning after you're doing your readings.
I'll go ahead and jump in, actually. I have a few things for you, Julia. This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
So, right on the money, you know, I always, you know, my empathic part always goes straight to my heart, and I'm able to, you know, just feel your feelings and kind of get a feel for kind of what kind of person you are. And I kept getting, and I actually wrote it down, and that's the only thing I've written so far, and that was, she is so on track. And I wanted to give you kudos for that because I feel like you don't hear it enough. You don't have people that, you know, really pump you up the way that you should. You don't hear the things that are wonderful about you enough. And so I started pulling some romance angel cards, actually. And the first one that I got, which was resonating with what I was actually getting, and that is calling in your soulmate, and it's upside down. What I get from that is, I feel like you're kind of unsure. You think you know the kind of person that you want, but you're just, there's certain things that you just can't figure out. Is that correct? Are you kind of unsure even what you're looking for?
Well, I've been, you know, how they say, you know, write your list and tell the universe what you want. I've, you know, over the years, you know,
right.
been like making my list. But, like I said, I've been through the drama and the trauma, so there's like a little tiny piece left that sort
right.
of, you know, doesn't want to have my heart broken again.
Right.
Even though I
Absolutely.
Work on it, that it's like a subconscious thing, that it's like just that little last bit.
Right. And I something I was compelled, because I actually wrote a quote before I came on air tonight, and I knew it was for someone I wasn't sure. I'm pretty sure this is for you, so I'm going to go ahead and read that to you, okay?
Okay.
It's a true relationship is someone who accepts your past, supports your present loves you unconditionally and encourages your future. So what, how I'm bouncing this to you is because I feel like, you know, with your spirituality, you're, you know, you're very aware. You, spiritually, you're right on track. Like they said, you're doing what you need to be doing. You're helping others, you know, but you really need to kind of step back a little bit and start taking care of yourself and really, you know, defining what it is you want and just start, you know, putting it out there as much as you can. And I keep hearing the word affirmations. Are you familiar with affirmations?
Yeah, I have actually two. I put them on my mirror, and one says, I am enough, and the other says, I love you. And every time I look in the mirror, I see those, and I say them to myself.
Oh, I just got chills.
I am enough,
because,
and I love you.
Yes, you beat me to the punch. So I was going to say that, I'm picturing you writing this, and the three words that I got was, I love you. I love myself.
Nice. Yeah.
That's definitely something that you need to keep up because, you know, you deserve to hear it. You know, love yourself, and that guy's going to be coming, and he's going to be everything that you've wanted and more.
Oh, great. I so want that, and I love what you wrote. I'm going to listen back to the archives so I can write what you said down because that's perfect. That he loves me unconditionally,
and accepts you for everything that you are, everything you will be. I mean, there, you know, like I was saying earlier on the show about my husband, you know, there's all different stages and, you know, everyone deserves that. Everyone deserves every single kind of love that's out there. So I'm wishing that for you and you're in my prayers. Okay.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Julia.
That touches my heart that you said that. Thank you.
Good. You deserve it. Anybody else got anything for Julia?
I can go ahead and give you the totem that came through, Julia, if you'd like.
Is
Lynn. Okay, so the fox. Hi, Julia. The fox comes through for you, and the fox tells you to set a determined and powerfully focused mindset in order to accomplish your desires. The fox is letting you know that the solution to a problem is at hand. Like the monkey, this animal has the ingenuity to solve any problem. The fox is guiding you to solitude and silence until you see your way out. It's a healthy combination of persistence and patience that you need to strike a balance, and that problem will be solved. It could also emphasize the difficulty you are having adjusting to a new living condition or a job. When the fox crosses your path, it could be a signal to open your eyes. And then you can see the situation for what it is, not what you wish it would be. So when you find yourself in a position or environment that is trying your patience, allow yourself to be fluid and adaptable. Fox symbolism is a reminder that you have all the tools and resources you need to turn money, career, or living difficulties around. That's pretty good, Julia.
Cool. Yeah, that's empowering, isn't it? You got what it takes to turn the
world.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah,
you
have an energy that tells me you do have what it takes. I can feel that determined thing in you that tackles a problem till it's done. So
thank
I'll move
you
over to Jody or Michelle or Laura, who they've got.
Okay. Yeah, I got a little bit of a head cold starting. I probably sound a little sinusy, but yeah, I woke up feeling like on the edge of, you know, how do you get that first day of feeling like, I think I'm starting to come down with something. It's all in my sinuses.
It's going around.
Is it? Yeah.
Yes.
Darn it.
I know.
Well, I'm getting much of the same type of information, but I do feel very strongly about the next 3 months, possibly bringing someone in for you, Julia.
Oh, nice.
Because you've really been on this path for a while. And you're not letting anything hold you back. So that's what I'm feeling is you're right on track there. They have given you all of the information about this that I think you really need. I get the same type of stuff for you.
Cool. Well, that's cool mm-hmm. when everybody agrees. I mean, that makes it, you know, three times as powerful that, you know, when two or
yes.
more are together and focused and it's the same information. So, yeah, thank you.
Did you have anything
yeah,
for
very
you,
cool.
Yeah, I was literally picking up the same information and just picking up
it's
that.
It's unanimous.
yes.
Just picking mm-hmm. up that your manifestation, it, you know, grounding yourself in nature is really going to help you manifest things a lot faster. But that's about all I picked up.
Okay. Well,
very
mm-hmm. cool. Well, thank you, ladies. I appreciate it. Thank you for taking
thank
my
you.
Call.
Absolutely. You're welcome.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Have a great
day. Okay, we're going to move on to 480. Hi. Are you there?
Hello, this is Michael. Yep, I'm here.
Hi, Michael. Where are you from?
I am calling from Las Vegas.
Cool.
Yep, definitely an interesting place to live.
Lots of energy. Lots of energy there, that's for sure.
Exactly. And my question, is, you know, back in 2010, I opened up with the, you know, gifts, psychic medium, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I had some great foundation from two mentors and so forth over, you know, about a 4-year period. And I just moved to Vegas about 6 months ago, but in California, I did some, you know, right when I moved to California, I did some Hollywood stuff and things like that. And I've really had some jaw dropping moments with clients mm-hmm. and just randomly and things like that. And it really feels since I've been here, you know, I've done some readings here and there for friends and things like that. And it doesn't feel that I'm getting, you know, pulling names of dead people where I used to be able to on a regular basis, or at least be able to describe, or like if it was a K sounding C name, you know, stuff like that. And I'm literally, it seems like there's like a tremendous block, and it's really frustrating because it's something I really want to start. I want to develop and grow and you know, do more on a more regular basis. But right now it just seems really frustrating. And I was curious
yeah.
if you guys pick up anything else.
I'm gonna bend here, ladies, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Hi, Michael. My name is Michelle. So first of all, I wanted to let you know that I instantly got that you are a man of all trades. You, I mean, if you don't know it,
you should see my resume.
Go for it. I would love to, actually, because the energy that I'm feeling from you, I want you to, like, do everything for me over at my house. I want you to become my personal secretary and literally just organize me. Because you are so, like, if you don't know it, you will figure it out. So I wanted
right.
to let you know that I picked up on that immediately. You know, you put your whole self into everything that you do, and I admire that, and I wanted to acknowledge that. One thing that I did pick up is, you know, you got some blockages.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if you're – I when I asked about meditation, because I strongly got the word meditation, and I feel like you do that, you look into it, but you haven't found exactly the right one that kind of meshes with you and your energy.
I don't connect like I used to.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so – and I think that is because of the block. So, I mean, have you ever had any energy work done? Have you had,
you know,
chakra balance
yeah,
or
I,
anything?
I think – yeah, I think so. Like way back. I just,
okay.
Well, actually I just did, with a friend of mine, like some hypnotherapy and
oh,
that
right.
was really like emotional. And again, from some, you know, mother passed when I was 14, you know, stuff like that
mm-hmm.
seemed to be the focus
right.
of that because I carried it into my 30s, you know, type of thing. What
right.
if,
right.
you know, how things would
right.
have been different, you know, stuff.
Right.
So it was very releasing in that sense. But again, yeah, I just kind of feel stuck ever since I moved to Vegas. And
right.
I'm actually thinking
and
about Portland, you know, by the end of the year. So.
Hey, I'm in Oregon, so you know Portland is not too far away. There's your
oh,
sign.
Very cool.
Should you go? I don't know. Maybe that's a sign. Maybe look into that. But when you were saying that, I was definitely getting it. You're having this, you know, stagnant energy. You're ready for some change, you know. And
yeah.
I think, you know, things are getting blocked because you're wanting it so fast, and you're almost hitting the fast forward button when you really should just kind of slow it down and really just take a good look and, you know, try not to think that you have to get it done and you have to get it done now. You know, I mean, I don't feel like there's a huge rush for you, you know, financially or anything that's going to be burdening you in that. But I definitely feel that you are in need of a change. So I wanted to throw that in.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And I am, especially like when I was in commercial finance before and shortly after the crash in the late 2000s, I mean, I was square pegged through round hole, and I'm like, oh, that didn't fit. Let me just hit it really hard, you know, type of thing. And if it didn't happen yesterday, it didn't happen fast enough. So
yes.
I have that
yes.
in me as well.
Yes, definitely feel that.
I want to back
Thank
up
you.
What she is saying, because I felt like the loss biggest energy is just go, 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 go. And I don't feel it, at first when you said it that you were in Las Vegas, I thought, oh, that's fun. But then I started feeling the rush of the traffic and the craziness of the casinos and all the traffic and all the stuff that's going on there all the time. And I went, oh, that's very, very overwhelming, especially for someone who is feeling out the gifts. And then dealing with energy, because to me it felt overwhelming, and I think that's what you get too. When your gifts started sort of coming in, where were you? You were not in Vegas?
No, I was in Michigan.
Michigan, okay. And so
and then
that
moved
makes
to Air, Scottsdale, then California, and then now Vegas.
Oh, and I feel really good about Arizona. I'm not sure exactly. Scottsdale is the right place, but I like Arizona for you.
I love Arizona.
Yeah, and I like Nevada for you, but I don't know that I like Las Vegas for you. And I feel like it's just, you know, it just sort of discombobulates your energy and makes it hard for you to connect. It's hard for you to slow down in the middle of the chaos. The other
yeah.
thing is, and I think that it was picked up on, that something happened. And I feel like I'm picking up something in the last year and a half or two happened that felt like, because your energy, your aura around you also still feels cloggy or stuck. And to me it feels like the heart chakra was blown out for you a little bit. And almost like someone reached down and they pulled that rug out from underneath your feet. And I don't know if it's that somebody passed away or left your life in some other way, or you lost a very valued position. But something happened about 2 years ago that I think sort of threw you off your feet. Does that make sense to you?
I was in a August of 2017. I was in a rollover accident in Santa Barbara.
Okay.
And then I was in the hospital for about, you know, 4 or 5 days. And then, I mean, I was in the fires in December 17 in Ventura. Oh. We were lived up in the hills, and we backed up in the fire basically in the day came to the ocean front. And then, so that was a mandatory evacuation for like 5 days. And then I was in medical sales north of Santa Barbara. Then the Montecito mudslides happened, which kept me from work for a couple weeks. So that was crazy. And then, you know, there was a 5.5 earthquake that April. And I was just like, I'm from Michigan. I'm over this, you know, and,
yep. and
California is a struggle. California is hard,
yeah,
even though I had a great sales job.
Yeah. And I'm getting fear, 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 always creating fear, always creating imbalance, always creating body congestion is what I want to call it. Did you also lose a pet to one of those? Because I got this feeling of you losing an animal.
Well, no, we're separated right now because of and again, I was living with a girlfriend, and things didn't work out, and it took longer than I needed to get a job. So I'm in temporary housing right now. And then she's with a foster family.
Okay, because she's been away from you for quite a while, a good 6 months.
Oh, no, a month.
Just
happened.
Okay, because, you know, she, I'm picking up a lot of love from this animal.
But,
yeah. You know, she will help you get some of your balance back. But when you sort of find a place, and I think you can be in the area where you're at if you move out of town a little bit, and find a place that feels respite from the energy. I feel like it really throws you off. And I think you need to find a shaman or a Reiki practitioner, someone to do some energy work to really work on clearing out some of that. I get clogging around your third eye. And I feel like, boy, that fear it threw you off balance. And then also, did you see something that scared you? I get a shutting down of this third eye. Did you see, for lack of a better word, a demon or something very dark?
I don't think so.
Okay. Are you afraid of seeing something dark?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, I remember the first time I had sight, because when I was in my mediumship development, you know, again, it's like I hear, know, and feel. So, and everybody was talking about, oh, I see this, I see that. I'm like, yeah, I want to see. And then one time, you know, at like 2-3 o'clock in the morning, you know, eyes are closed, but all of a sudden you're awake and you're like, uh-oh, something's here.
I'm so bad.
And I'm like, oh, son of a bitch. I'm like, be careful what you ask for. And so I look at the foot of my bed, and about the size of a stop sign is a green, like, see-through light. And, of course, you know, I've watched, you know, some of the ghost shows and stuff like that. So I'm looking at my window and, you know, is it coming in? You know, looking to, debunk everything. And I was like, all right, thanks for coming. And I'm going back to bed. And then I just closed, and then like a 5-year-old, I just, you know, put the covers over my head and went back to sleep.
Well, you know, that is definitely something that can happen, and it can create a little bit of fear. So maybe that's part of it.
That
too.
Was years ago, though. That was like during the initial 2010 to 2012.
Face.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was like when I was really amped up and into everything.
Okay. So just know that there's, you know, I mostly get fear around this stuff going on in 2017, and I really do agree with her that that the energy work would help clear so much for you. And also I feel like it'll give you some clarity. I think whatever you're going through right now has some confusion or concern around it.
Yes.
I agree that you do many things very well, but you're in a place where you're making a lot of decisions, and there's fear about that as well. And I would say don't fear, because whatever decision you make, it's always going to be the right one,
right?
Even if it turns out that it's not exactly what we want to happen, it turns out to be the right one because it is most effective for our growth.
Yeah, and you know, that's the big thing with, I mean, again, before I moved out of Michigan to Scottsdale, I had one of those birth charts done in regards to, you know, where to live, you know, and the lines and stuff like that. And actually, when I actually took the time recently to relook at that, and, you know, west of where this one line comes up, Portland is west of, and it says that's where, you know, ideal stuff is, you know, can happen and things like that. And, but also I could get my old medical sales job that I had in California in Texas. But I'm just like, I'm thinking more towards, you know, going to Portland because that's new and adventurous. And if I have to settle, you know, for financial stuff, then I could take that job, you know, a few more years down the road and, you know, and move to Dallas and, you know, outside of Dallas and have a great job and lower cost of living than living in California. But just being outdoors and, you know, what Oregon offers, I mean, is a huge contrast to what is here in Vegas.
Yes. Well, I think if you just pay attention to what your little voice inside you says, and
okay,
that would probably be a very good direction. Because I don't feel like it's Vegas at all.
No. No, neither do I.
It's fun to visit, not a nice place, I think, to live. And to me, I almost get a feeling of, like, if you visit there, as soon as you get home, you got to shower because you got the ick on you. Right?
Yeah.
It's. Yep. I even, like, occasionally I'll go out with my girlfriends to the casino, and when I get home, I'm like, ew, ick. Just clear me, cleanse me, grab a smudge stick. You know, I don't go anywhere like that without some protection because you pick up stuff and it's everywhere.
I always say that Vegas is an empath's hell, you know.
Because if you're
an empath, try not to go there, because I swear, unless you're like she said, make sure you Paulo, make sure you, you know, put that bubble of light around you, because you are going to be in for a spin.
It is interesting to say the least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling. We got to move on to the next caller. Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank
Have
you.
A wonderful night.
You as well. Thank you.
Thanks, Michael.
Okay, we're going to move
Laura,
on.
Laura, oh, sorry, Laura,
yeah.
Did you put Michael on hold? Like, is he still on the air? Because I just wanted to recommend something to him.
Oh, let me put him back.
Okay, sorry, I didn't get a chance to jump in there.
Michael, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Michael, sorry. I just had a couple of things to give you here. You moved here for that relationship. I mean, moved to Vegas for that relationship, right? It wasn't like you moved to be with that person.
It was one of those things we met right when we both first moved here, and
oh, I see.
It was
okay.
It just moved way too fast, and I was like,
yeah,
cool, you know. And
yeah,
then once you live with somebody, it changes.
Sure. I just wanted to suggest to you that you look up a guy on YouTube called Anthony Mrocka, M-R-O-C-K-A. He is a really excellent medium, and he talks a lot about what happens when you get blocked and how to get past that. He's one of my go-to guys. I'm just watching the guy endlessly. He's really good. He's kind of salty, so if you mind F-bombs, I just got warned, but he's quite brilliant. And the tutorials he's done on when you get blocked, because we all do, they're worth watching. Sorry. Thanks, guys. I just wanted to throw that in there.
Could you spell his last name one more time?
Sure. M as in mother. So M-R-O-C-K-A.
Got it.
He's
wonderful.
Also
Thank
on,
you for that.
Yeah, he's on Facebook too. So yeah, good guy.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thanks, Laura. Sorry.
Thanks again.
Okay, no problem. Okay, Laura, go ahead.
Okay, we're going to move on to 812. Hello.
Hi.
Sorry, I'm taking you off speaker. I'm here.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Nicole. I'm calling from Indiana.
Oh, nice. What's your question?
My question is, a friend of mine applied for an apartment here. I was wondering if he's going to get it and if we were going to work our relationship out.
Ooh, can I jump in here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, Nicole, you already know the answer to this. I get a huge no, 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 no. I think this has been going on with him for a while. I don't know if it's been an on and off thing, but I don't feel good about the energy around it.
And I think you both would love for this to happen, but there's something off about his energy. Does that make sense to you?
I guess I haven't talked to her since January, but he's my friend on Facebook, but I haven't talked to him.
I don't think it's going to happen, and I don't trust him. I feel like there's lots of issues with this man. I would not move right in with him if you haven't ever met him in person.
He's trying to get his own apartment. He's not moving in with me. He's getting his own apartment.
Okay. I don't even know if he's going to come where you're at, but I strongly caution you because I don't like what I get about him.
Okay.
I think he is somebody, he's like a taker. That's what I'm hearing in my head. He takes advantage. He takes money. He takes energy. He's sort of a vampire across the board. Honey, I don't feel good about him, and I would caution you that you should be very, very careful with him.
Yes. I'm going to follow you, actually, and actually give you confirmation, because when you said trust, I actually pulled that card first from the Romance Angels, and it was upside down.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Like, it puts a big pain in my stomach.
Yeah, me too. And you, again, we must be really connected right now, because I'm feeling that in my stomach, and it's almost just, it's unsettling. And it's that feeling, kind of, you know, to give you to talk to you about it, Nicole, is, you know, imagine you're in a dark room and you can't see anything, but you know something's in there, and you know you have that feeling in the pit of your stomach, and that's kind of what I'm getting, and it just doesn't seem right. And to be honest with you, I also got another card, and that was new love, and it was upside down, and what I thought it was, spirit quickly put me back in my place. And what I'm getting from that is that I don't feel like you're the only woman in his life. And I hate to say that, but I don't. I feel like he has someone else on the side as well. So I don't know if he's fully committed to you or anything like that, but I do know that you deserve love, and the real kind of love, not this stuff that is happening right now. And even though you want someone and you yearn for it, I feel like you're ready for it. But this man, I don't feel is the one. I don't feel like he would be a healthy choice for you.
Hi.
So I'm sorry for the bad news, but you know, it's something that maybe you just need to find within yourself and really, really ask yourself, how do I feel about that person? And try to be, you know, really focusing on, does he make me feel good? Well, I can tell by your voice and how you feel, the answer to that should be no. And he's just not good enough for you, plain and simple. So it's, in a way, it's a compliment letting you know that you are so much more than what this guy is making you feel like.
Okay.
So that's what I'm getting. Anybody else?
No, but we're definitely on track here, Michelle, because I'm just getting more and more sick to my stomach over it. I don't like it at all.
Yes, yeah. I agree.
Okay.
I would say run. I'm sorry. Just stay away from this guy. And if you haven't heard from him, I would let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And, you know, from personal experience, and this is just a woman talking to a woman, but if a man wants to be with you, they will be. And they will do anything they can to be with you. And it doesn't sound like he's putting forth the effort again, and that here comes that word again, that you deserve. He's not putting forth the effort that you deserve. So that should be a red flag. And make sure to look for those red flags again, because you know, and you are a very smart woman, you have a strong intuition, and you need to follow your body, listen to yourself, listen to your soul, and just ask for guidance, because you're in need of kind of an alignment with yourself again, because I feel like you're almost kind of outside of your body and you're not really feeling all of these warning signs.
Okay.
So, but don't give up hope. Don't give up hope on love.
Pay very close attention to your intuition, because I do think you pick up quite a bit. You may not really be too terrifically aware of it yet because you're young. But I think what you're, I think you've been feeling this anyway. I think we're confirming something that you already knew and that you had to hear or needed to hear from someone else. And not just a friend, a sister, a mom.
Right.
So definitely trust your intuition, because I think it's, I think you'd like to have a relationship. I agree with Michelle. Just know that something better will come along. This ain't it, baby. This ain't it.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, thank you.
Yes. Best wishes to you. We're sending you lots of love, Nicole.
Thank you very much.
Of course.
All right. Thank you. All right, bye.
Okay. So what do you think, guys? I think we should do the information about each of our hosts and get that out. And then I think Laura was going to talk about just a few parameters that we're going to use for the show. Let's see. Let's get Michelle's info first. How can people find you what's your website and whatnot?
So my website is currently under construction. So that is it's something to look forward to. I'm excited for that, to be able to offer readings and life coaching and of that nature. So stay tuned. How you can contact me right now, actually, a good friend of mine, Dawn Marie, and I opened a Facebook group, and it's called The Divine Safe Place. So all you got to do is type that in the search engine in Facebook, and you'll be taken to us. And it's a very welcoming environment. It's where you can learn about your abilities and just have support. And even if you're just having a bad day, it's a place that is safe, that you don't have to worry about judgment and just feel love and have support from a lot of wonderful, wonderful people. So I definitely invite you to The Divine Safe Place on Facebook. So thank you so much.
Lovely. Wow. So Jody, how do people find you?
Well, I am on my website at www.connectedbyspirit.com. You can find me on Facebook on my personal profile, Jody Higgins, or on my business profile, Jody Higgins Psychic Medium. And if you want to email me, you can email me at Jody with a Y. So it's Jody at connectedbyspirit.com.
Perfect, Judy. That's great. Laura, how can people find you?
You can go to my website, Lotus MUA. It is under construction, but I have an email there where you can just email me and I can get in touch with you.
All right. And I just want to give a little shout out to Sue, who's usually a regular on our show, and she's just taking a little break to get her health back. So if you're looking for Sue or you'd like to get a reading with Sue Fields Dalamonte, she's at susandalamonte.wixsite.com/SueD, and you can find Sue on Facebook as well. And you can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn, and I'm also on Facebook. You can also find our Sacred Embers Facebook page and our community, so on Facebook. So I was just going to put a little, we were having a meeting with all the admins of Sacred Embers, and what we were going to ask our callers is if you've had more than two readings in a month, if you could just hold off and let some other callers, we're just trying to let the new people call in and have a chance. So if you could just sort of do a little play fair. So we're just asking people to limit themselves to two calls per month into the shows, and because we're getting tons and tons of new callers. So we just want to give everybody a chance, and that would be most appreciated. We're doing the model of the New York Times online. So you get two free articles a month, and then after that, they make you pay. So we're just kind of asking people to do that for us, and we really appreciate it. So we're going to end the show, and we're going to ask Michelle to stay on the line with us, please, and we're going to look at her situation, okay? So thank you, everyone, and call in next week at the same time. Thank you, Michelle, for joining us, and we really look forward to hearing you guys on the Tuesday night show. Sassy Psychic Sisters. Yeah,
yes,
it's going to be
sassy,
fun. I loved it last night. It was a really good show. Great chemistry. You guys have really got it going on. So I wish you so well. And we're going to end the episode now. Yeah, and we'll all stay on and we'll look at your question, Michelle. Michelle. We have two Michelles. Michelle 1 and Michelle 2, okay? Alrighty. Thank you. Love and light to you all. And thanks for calling in and thanks for listening.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, happy Wednesday, and welcome to Divine Connections. I'm your host, Lynn Bleasdale, and I'm with my